Philippians chapter number 4. I'd like to say it's good to be at God's house this morning. It's good to be here at Mount Lebanon with y'all. I thank y'all for the invitation to come and stand this morning. Y'all pray for me. We try to mind the Lord and do what do you have us to do? We've struggled all week on where to go and where to preach, but last night the Lord stuck our heart here, and I believe this is where the Lord would have us, followed right along with Sunday school and the songs that have been sung. And the Lord knows all about it. The Lord knows the need of it this morning. Philippians chapter number 4, we're going to begin reading in verse number 5. Philippians chapter number 4, verse number 5. I'd like to invite you, when you found your place, if you can or able, stand out of reverence for the reading of God's Word. Philippians chapter number 4 and verse number 5. The Bible says, "Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you." Let's go, Lord, in prayer. Father, we come before you as humble as know how, Lord, just one more time. Lord, we just want to thank you and praise you for all you've done for us, Lord. We want to thank you, Lord, for your hand working in our life as they sang about. Lord, we want to thank you for all the times you've blessed us. And Lord, you've blessed us far better than we deserve, and I just want to praise you for it. Lord, I want to thank you most of all, Lord, for salvation and the blood that was shed on Calvary that we could be saved, God. And Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord, for the day you saved us. And Lord, we just praise you for all you do. Lord, we just ask you, Lord, for the next few moments of time, Lord, that you would just bless the preaching of your word. Lord, I need your help this morning. I know and realize I cannot do this on my own, dear God. I need you. Lord, I pray you just touch me. Lord, anoint me afresh, Lord, that I could preach what thus saith the word. Lord, I just want to be obedient to you this morning. Lord, I pray you'd help each and every one of us, Lord, to have receptive hearts, Lord, that we could receive your word and, Lord, live by it and use it for your glory and honor, Lord. And Lord, we'll be sure to praise you and thank you for all that you do, for it's in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you for standing out of reverence for the reading of God's word. As we look into the book of Philippians this morning, and as we look into it over time, you'll find that Paul deals a lot with the mind in Philippians. You'll find he deals a lot with the believer's mind. And by the help of God, that's what I want to deal with this morning. We don't have time to go through it all, but you'll find in Philippians chapter number one, he deals with a singular mind, and God's children and God's believers having one mind and being of one mind. He deals with it again in the first part of chapter number 4. But in chapter number 1, he deals with a singular mind. In chapter number 2, he deals with a submissive mind, being submissive to God and making sure our mind is in submission to God. And then in chapter number 3, he deals with a spiritual mind and making sure our mind is thinking on spiritual things and that we are reminding ourselves of spiritual things. And then as we come into chapter number 4 and as our text this morning, You'll see he deals with having a secured mind. In verse number six, he says this, "Be careful of nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." He starts off that verse number six with, "Be careful for nothing." That statement, that phrase, "be careful for nothing," does not mean have disregard for things. It does not mean to just throw all caution to the wind. But what it does mean is do not let your life and your mind become consumed by worry. He's reminding us in chapter number 4, verse number 6, to not allow ourselves to be consumed with worry or anxiety. Let God take care of that, and don't worry about things of this world.
Amen.
I find time and time again, Christians are consumed. God's people are consumed by worry. And if we're not real careful, we'll allow worry, we'll allow anxiety to creep into our lives, and it will defeat. Satan is looking for any avenue to defeat God's children. And you'll find time and time again that Satan often attacks the believer's mind. Most spiritual battles that you and I face in life are going to be attacks on our mind. By the help of God this morning, I want to preach for just a few moments on having a secure mind. Having a mind that is secured by God. There's a lot of things that we've already heard about this morning. There's a lot of things that can consume our mind in the day and hour we live in. There's a lot of things that can cause worry in our mind in the day and hour we live in. Why no one realized there's all kinds of things going on around about us. The things going on in this world. You watch the news, it'll worry you to death. You watch what's going on just around us, it'll worry you to death. If you're not careful, you'll allow your mind to be consumed by worry, by what's going on in this world.
Amen.
But Paul lays out a few things here in the fourth chapter of the book of Philippians on how we can overcome that worry, how we can have a secure mind in Christ Jesus. I want you to notice this. This is not a new principle. This is not a new thing. This is not the first time it's mentioned in the Bible. You'll look back up in Matthew chapter number 6 and verse number 25. The Bible says this, "Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat and the body than raiment?" He goes on there, and we know and realize Jesus talking about over there in Matthew 25 about how he takes care of the fowl of the air and how he takes care of the lilies of the field and how much more he cares about you and I. So Jesus over in the book of Matthew talking to his disciples reminded them not to worry about things.
Amen.
Afraid too many times we allow ourselves to be consumed by worry, consumed by anxiety. If we're not real careful, we'll allow worry to override our joy that God's provided for us. As God's people, we should be the most joyous people that they are. I mean, we're saved by the grace of God. We've been blood-bought. We've been redeemed. I mean, this world is not our home. We've got a better place to look forward to. We have a Savior. We have a Father who takes care of us and looks after us. Why should we ever worry?
Amen.
But so many times we allow our mind to be consumed by worry. Paul said, be careful for nothing. I'll give you three things real quick on how we can be careful for nothing, how we can allow God to give us a life and allow our minds to live a life free from worry. I want you to notice, first of all, the first thing he lays out there in verse number 6, he says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. What's the first thing that we can do to keep ourselves from worrying ourselves to death in this life? Is pray. Is pray. I mean, we have a Heavenly Father that we can talk to. I'm so grateful for that. I'm so thankful that we have the ability and that there is power in prayer. Been studying on, and I preached on it several times, about Hezekiah over there, and how Hezekiah got a letter that said the king of Assyria was going to come and destroy Judah. And it's something that would have caused great worry. And Hezekiah, the Bible says, he took that letter up to the temple of God and he spread it out before God and talked to God about what he should do. And God took care of every bit of it for him. It's how you and I should be. I find a lot of times we face a battle. We get some bad news. Or are we just going through everyday life, things that cause us to worry. We would worry a whole lot less about if we just take them to God in prayer and give them to Him and allow Him to carry our burdens for us. Because He will, if we'll just give them to Him. There's so many different verses in the Bible about prayer and talking to our Heavenly Father. And Paul here writing to the church at Philippi, he reminds them to be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, make your request known unto God. So many times we carry burdens that are unnecessary to carry. So many times we carry things that we should not carry, and we should just bring them to God in prayer. Amen. I couldn't help but think about this. So we have a Heavenly Father, and I'm so glad for that. We have a Heavenly Father that cares for us and loves us. And when we deal with things in life, it would do us good to go and talk to Him and take our cares to Him. The Bible says, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. I'm so glad He cares for us, and we can cast our cares upon Him. I couldn't help but think. You watch a little child, and I watch my little girls, and especially my oldest there, when she gets scared of something, when something frightens her, the first thing she wants to do is either run to mama or daddy, that parental figure in her life, because she knows that there's comfort there, that she knows that she can find a peace in her parents' arms. Child of God, we can find comfort in our Heavenly Father's homes. So many times we allow worry to consume us. We allow worry to overtake our minds because we won't take it to God in prayer. Amen. Let me say this. I know from my own personal life, and many of you can probably say the same thing. I know when things are getting me down. I know when I'm facing battles and trials in life. A lot of times it does me good to go and sit and talk to my dad about it. I mean, how many of you, when things come up in life, you won't talk to your father about it? As a child of God, that's where we should go with our cares and our burdens in life to our Heavenly Father. Also, I want to give you this. We see this parental aspect of praying and talking to our Heavenly Father and how we can find comfort in that. But I want you to notice also the priestly aspect of praying to God. Over in Hebrews chapter number 4, the Bible says, seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into heaven, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. There's so much power in prayer when it comes to securing our mind and making sure we have a mind that's not consumed with worry. We have a Heavenly Father that cares for us. And we have a Heavenly High Priest that cares for us, that died for us, that saved us by His marvelous grace, that's seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you and I. And the Bible tells us there in the book of Hebrews that we can come boldly unto Him and find grace and help in a time of need. How many times when things begin to worry you and you begin to come anxious about things, do you look to things of this world for peace and help? How many times do you, I know how people are, I know how I can be when we begin to worry about things. We want to seek people's advice. We want to talk to people about it. But the number one person we should take things to is God. He's the one that has the ability to help us. He's the one that has the ability to take care of our problems. He is the one that will listen no matter what. He is the one that's always there to listen. Number one thing we can do to have a secured mind, a mind free from worry, is taking things to God in prayer. Not only can we have a secured mind through praying, but I want you to notice the next thing Paul mentions in verse number 8. Bible says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good, of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. We can find peace and for our worry from number one, pray, but also through pondering. That's a good mountain word right there, through pondering. He says, all those things, whatever they are, the good things, the true things, the lovely things, the honest things, he said, think on these things. So many times we allow our mind to be consumed by this world, causing us to be consumed by worry. Brothers talked about earlier, be still and know. Taking that personal time to think on the things of God. Taking that personal time to think on the good things of God. Putting the things of this world off. Putting the things that bog us down off. And thinking on God. Oftentimes, I know how I am. I'm preaching to myself with nobody else. Oftentimes, we allow the things of this world to consume our mind constantly. We allow things at work. We allow things, financial things. We allow things at home. We allow different things to constantly consume our mind. I know personally, if I'm not real careful, I'll get thinking on things of this world. I'll get thinking on things at work. I'll sit up all night thinking about it.
will allow our minds to be so consumed with things of this world, things that do not matter, things that one day will burn up, things that one day will come to an end. And don't get me wrong, we have responsibilities, we have things in life we have to deal with, but if we'll take them to God and think on godly things, it'll help our mind in life. If you're not real careful, you'll allow things of this world to cause you to worry constantly. We're consumed. All around us, things of this world. Our phones, our television, our computers, our whatever it might be, our radios, constantly bombarding us with things of this world. And we'll allow that to consume our mind, and it'll cause us to worry if we're not real careful. Colossians chapter number 3, verse number 2 tells us to set our affections on things above, not on things on the earth. Hebrews chapter number 12, verse number 2 says this, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradictions of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. What's the Bible constantly telling us? Think on the things of God. Look at the things of God. I promise you, if you'll take time every day to put away the things of this world and just think on Jesus for a little bit, think on His Word for a little bit, think about how good He's been, think about the times He's brought you through, think about the promises of His Word, think of His goodness and His grace and His mercy. I promise you, if you'll think on those things, it'll cause you to worry a whole lot less in life. Amen. You'll think about the times He's brought you through, the battles He's won, the trials He's overcome in your life alone. The next burden you face will seem a whole lot less. Amen. If you'll just think on those things. Isaiah chapter number 26, verse number 23, or verse number 3, the Bible says this, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." What was Isaiah saying there? He's saying God will keep the person's mind who is stayed on him, who's constantly thinking on Jesus, who's constantly thinking on God. God will keep that person's mind. Why? Because they trust in Him. Amen. When you think on all God's done, it becomes a whole lot easier to trust He's going to get you through the next time. Amen. It's a whole lot easier to trust in what He's doing. Trust in the work. Trust that whatever you're going through, God's going to take care of. We overcome worry by praying, by pondering on the things of God. But then lastly, in verse number 9, by practicing the things of God. Look with me. The Bible says in verse number 9, "Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you." As we talked about earlier, if you go back and you begin to read the book of Philippians, you'll find in chapter number 1, he talks about that singular mind. Chapter number 2, he talks about that submissive mind. Chapter number 3, he talks about that spiritual mind. One of the best ways to have a secured mind and a mind free from worry is practicing and doing the things that God tells you to do. Romans chapter number 12, verse number 1. We know this verse very well. The Bible says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Verse number 2 says this, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good, what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. How do you keep your mind on the things of God? By doing the things of God. How do you keep a mind free from worry? By practicing what God tells you to do. Let me say this, the more we learn to lean on Him, the more we learn to trust Him, the more we learn to trust that whatever battle we're facing, whatever we're going through, whatever trial, whatever obstacle we're facing in life, whatever God's telling, the more we learn to lean on Him, the less we worry about the things we have to decide on in life.
Amen. Amen.
I'll give you this, Matthew chapter number 7. Over there, Jesus speaking in parable. Verse number 24, he says there, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken unto a wise man which built his house upon the rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat upon that house and it fell. And great was the fall of it. Jesus was saying over there, if you hear what I'm telling you and you do them, when those trials come, when those battles come, that house will stand. I'm afraid so many people are walking out of the faith, are walking away from God because they're losing the battle in their mind. Why? Because they aren't willing to do what God tells them to do. Hey, we can talk about how great God is. We can talk about what God wants us to do. We can talk about the things of God. But if we're not willing to put it into practice, it's not going to help us.
Amen.
We can talk about following after Him and trusting Him and doing what He tells us to do and not worrying about what He tells us to do, not worrying about life because He cares for us. But if we're not willing to put it into practice, it's not going to help. He said this, Jesus said this over in the book of John, chapter number 13. He said, if you know these things, talking about the things of God and doing the things of God, if you know these things, happy are ye if you do them. As I mentioned earlier, one of the quickest things to kill joy in a Christian's life is worry. Jesus said over there in the book of John, if you know these things, if you know about what you're supposed to do and you do them, happy are ye. Let me say this. Sometimes it doesn't make sense to this world why a Christian, a believer, does what a believer does.
Amen.
Paul said back over there in verse number 9, I'll read to you again, those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me. He talks about later on in this chapter, verses number 10 through verses number 23, he talks about how God can take care of him, how he's learned to be content being abased and being content having much. He talks about over there in verse number 19 about, but God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. He talks about all those things, how he's learned those things. And he said, those things you've seen in me, those times you've seen me abased and watched me be content because I knew God was taking care of me. Those times you've seen me with much, and I was content. Why? Because I knew it was God that blessed me with it. I knew where it came from. Paul talking about, I mean, he knew he had been shipwrecked. He had been beaten. He had been, persecuted in many different ways. And yet he's still telling them, those things you've seen me learn from me, he said, do them. Verse number 9, he said, and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. Amen. How do we keep our minds from worry? Number one, by talking to our Heavenly Father. Best place to start. There's something amazing about just being able to talk to the one who saved us, loved us enough to die on a cross. It's something amazing about being able to talk to our Heavenly Father. But then we think on those things. Then lastly, we practice those things. I like that how he says, you've seen these things, you've learned and received and heard and seen in me do. He said, put it into practice. And the God of peace shall be with you. What's the opposite of worry? Peace. What's the opposite of anxiety? Having that peace that passeth all understanding. So many times, now I'm right at done, so many times we become so consumed by worry, we allow Satan to defeat us. Over there in 1 Peter, chapter number 5. The Bible says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Satan's looking to devour his child of God. It seems like he's doing an awful good job anymore. Devouring people. One of the ways he devours Christians is with worry. Getting into your mind and allowing you to worry about things, it'll cause defeat. But Paul was telling us here how we can have a mind free from worry. He says, be careful from nothing. He's saying, don't worry about a thing. Don't have anxiety about it. Don't allow yourself to be consumed with worry. Then he gives us a few things we could do. Praying, pondering on it, and practicing what God tells us to do. Ask the pianist if she would come forward. Everybody would stand, heads bowed and eyes closed for just a moment. Father, we come before you as humble as to know how. And Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord, for this day that you've given us. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for how good you've been to us and all you've done for us, God. Lord, we have no doubt, Lord, you just worked this out this morning. The lessons in Sunday school, the songs that were sung, the message, the word of God that was brought forth. Lord, I pray, God, you knew exactly why it was needed. And Lord, no doubt we're living in a day and hour where there's a whole lot of worry going around. There's a whole lot of mind battles, Lord, in this life. Lord, I pray you'd help each and every one of us as we face them, Lord. Be able to live a life free from worry. Lord, no doubt there's going to be things that come up. Lord, no doubt there's going to be trials in life. But Lord, we know you can take care of them if we'll just allow you to. In Jesus Christ's name we do pray. Amen. As they play this